This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Governments and nonprofits struggle with shrinking tax revenues and donations. That often puts social programs in jeopardy. A new movement tries to fill some of the gap with money from banks. But the twist is those banks are not donors but investors who stand to make a profit on social services. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports from New York on America's first social impact bond.
Every inch of the lobby here at Goldman Sachs is designed to quietly remind you that billions are made here. Expensive walls with expensive art towering over expensive floors. It's about as far as you can get from this place.
There's a purpose for me in this life.
So those four things, I mean, I think you summed it up.
This is Rikers Island, New York City's most notorious prison. The 16 to 18-year-old inmates in this classroom face grim stats. About half are likely to be back within a year after getting out. This class aims to change that.
Step six is all about becoming a good force in the world.
It's not easy to find money for programs like this. The $9.6 million came from an unusual source, Goldman Sachs, in a social impact bond with the city. Goldman VP Andrea Phillips says, like all bonds, the bank could profit or lose money.
Goldman doesn't earn any return unless the city reaps significant savings on the decrease in recidivism.
If the program cuts recidivism by 10%, Goldman gets its money back. If it falls more, Goldman profits. Susan Gottesfeld is Associate Executive Director at the Osborne Association, a nonprofit teaching the class.
If banks who make lots of money are interested in using that money to make something possible that otherwise would not be, we're very open to that.
The basic case for social impact bonds is they risk bank money instead of taxpayer dollars. The worry is that it's a bad and untested idea to mingle services for the poor with bank profits.
I think I understand the discomfort with that.
But she says the venture's going well. Now other nonprofits call for advice on striking bank deals of their own. Luis Rivera works near Coney Island, far better waters than those around Rikers Island, where he did time for attempted burglary. He says the program showed him how to give his 2-year-old son, Landon, a better future.
I want to teach him that life doesn't have to be that for him, regardless of where you come from, because life's not about the things you go through, it's about the choices that you make when you go through them.
An independent group will report on the program's impact next year. If it succeeds, expect many more banks, governments, and charities buying in to social impact bonds. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.